The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 950 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Martin Luther King Day. Happy Monday. We're getting back into the swing of things, guys, after what I would call, and I'm not underselling it, an absolutely epic weekend betting the NFL playoffs. That's right. We swept the board with our plays. I don't think the weekend could have gone any better if we had tried, because looking at our plays over the weekend, guys, 4-0, starting off with the Houston Texans, a contrarian spot with late reverse line movement, dropping that line 3 down to 2.5 for 2. What happens? C.J. Stroud goes off. The Texans cover the number and win outright for us. Then the Kansas City money line was a little bit pricey, but came through, obviously, with that situation in terms of Miami being terrible in the cold. Well, that stayed true, and Patrick Mahomes had his helmet split in half, too. That's how cold it was. But came through with the money line. If you laid the points, even if you went under, that was a lean that we had on the sweat over the weekend. By the way, thank you, everyone, for tuning into the sweat after an epic weekend of shows. From the DraftKings studio on Saturday and Sunday. And then, another great day yesterday, the Green Bay Packers winning outright, absolutely destroying and embarrassing the Dallas Cowboys. Remember, we love Green Bay from a contrarian angle, especially with that late reverse line movement. They were plus 7.5 and got down to 7. And as well, we also had the Rams. Had to sweat that one a bit, but the Rams came through for us as well. Another low bets, higher dollar bet split. And here's just a little angle here for you. A lot of people kept telling me, Josh, you're on the trendy dog. Rams are a trendy dog. What are you doing? They're the public play. No, they're not. Just because you say everyone you know or talk to is on it doesn't mean that, you know, the whole market as a whole is in the same situation. Because, again, the Rams ended up closing with, I think, 46, 48% of bets. To be trendy, you need to be, you know, 60% or more. But the key with the Rams was the low bets, higher dollars, and that line dropping with 3.5 down to 3. So the Rams get it done. So 4-0 with our weekend plays. And if that wasn't enough, how about 5-2 with our props? We had Njoku one more time over on Saturday. Nico Collins overhit. Rashee Rice overhit. Ferguson overhit. DeMarcus Robinson overhit. The only losers were Higbee. Poor guy tore his ACL, got clipped tabletop. So sadly, he couldn't get the over. And then Dontavian Wicks, he had a long touchdown catch, but came up a few yards short. But either way, guys, 9-2 with our playoff weekend in terms of our sides as well as our props. And you may have had Texas A&M in college basketball, the ultimate fade the trendy dog play against Kentucky. Everybody and their mother on Kentucky. And again, that was true, you know, trust but verify, because I think, what was it, 90% of bets on Kentucky. At line went to A&M. Had to sweat, if you know, you know, you had to sweat that one into overtime, but A&M came through as well. So just an absolutely epic weekend, guys. It's nice to see our hard work paying off at the most important time of year. So let's keep it rolling. I think this is when you talk about sports betting, guys, it's always a challenge. And again, if you want to be a successful sports bettor, again, you got to stick to the data. leave your bias at the door, but it's always about the kind of mental side of it in terms of every day is a challenge. You got to be a competitive person by nature. If you have a bad day, it's a challenge to come back and bounce back the next day and have a winning day. If you have a great winning weekend like this, it's a challenge to stay hot and produce another winning day. So again, the challenge for us is to stay hot. I'll always take that challenge. That's always a nice challenge. But we do have two playoff games here today. We have the Steelers and the Bills, and then we have the Eagles and Tampa Bay. I got plays on both of them, as well as some prop bets here. So we're going to run through our NFL sweats for Wild Card Weekend, finishing up here on Monday. And then I do have one college basketball game for you. Caught my eye in terms of a really sharp dog to fave line move. So smaller than usual pod. I think just kind of the timing of it all on Martin Luther King Day. A lot of these games are day games, so kind of taking place before the pod hits. But we will be hitting on the big ones. So three-pack, the two football games for today, as well as a college hoops play that I love. And we're going to talk about it all on episode 950 of the VEASAN Market Insights Pod. So before we dive into our sweats, a little bit of housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, go sign up for the free VEASAN daily newsletter. All you got to do is go to VEASAN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Once you do that, you'll be on our listserv, which means every morning moving forward, you're going to get that daily newsletter from us. It's going to come to your inbox around 6 a.m. And just a great way for free to wake up, pop open your iPhone, open that newsletter email, and boom, we're going to set the table for you in the betting market each day, let you know what the team at VEASAN is focusing on, let you know all the big games on tap that day, links to our articles, promos for legal sports books, as well as everything you need to kind of get your day started right and get you excited about attacking the sports betting market. Again, that's VEASAN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, I would recommend becoming a VEASAN All Access Pro member. We got some great resources at VEASAN for free, but when you become a pro member, you're going to love it even more. Spend a little money to make some money. VEASAN.com/subscribe, you're going to get the best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts at VEASAN, a live stream of all the VEASAN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, bets and dollars, the betting guides, all included when you become a pro member. And then, of course, support us on social media. We pump out great sports betting content each day from our Twitter feed. Also, Twitter is huge for breaking news, breaking injuries, creating a gambling community, following beat reporters, getting that information first before hopefully it's actionable before the lines move and you can take advantage of a little nugget of news that could affect the bet. But of course, follow us on Twitter at VEASAN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. I'm always here via email. I do have a new email. It's j.applebaum@draftkings.com. So feel free to reach out any way that I can help you along in your sports betting journey. I would be happy to do that. So that being said, let's get right back at it, guys. I tell you what, I was a little frustrated by that Bills game getting postponed. I totally get why, public safety. But I was like, man, you know, I actually kind of like it better now that we have two games each day. So we got a two-pack here, doubleheader for the NFL Wild Card Weekend. So let's see if we can finish up strong after we ran the table over the weekend. So let's start off with the aforementioned Bills and Steelers game, which is 4:30 p.m. Eastern time today. Again, got a little bit of a afternoon sweat, which I will not complain about. So let's set the table. I'm going to give you my play, and I'm going to give you a prop bet here. So in terms of the matchup, Steelers 10-7. They're the 7th seed. They won 3 straight to end the regular season to sneak in. Tomlin had another winning year. Tip your cap to him. But they beat the Ravens 17-10 in Week 18. They covered as a 3-point road favorite. Meanwhile, the Bills, also tip your cap. You know, they were left for dead at one point. Probably going to miss the postseason. They finished 11-6. They got the 2 seed. They've won 5 straight. They edged the Dolphins. Remember, we laid money line there on Buffalo. Came through for the team against the Dolphins. 21-14, they covered as a 2.5-point road favorite. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, this one has been so back and forth for a variety of reasons. So let's just talk about where it opened. A lot of these books opened Bills -9.5 at home. Now, we did see at one point, well, basically early on, it got up to Bills -10. Then, because of the weather and the kind of crazy inclement, you know, weather, the storm, the snow, I don't know if anyone lives in Buffalo and got $20 an hour and a bologna sandwich to go shovel out the stadium. But anyway, because of that crazy storm, at the time, it was going to be an equalizer, you know, with the elements kind of making it more of a close game. So we did see that line get down to Bills -9. But then when they changed the game and moved it to today, the weather got a little bit better. I'll give you the weather update here in a second. But we saw that line get back up to Bills -10. So pushing the game back, obviously, was a benefit to Buffalo based upon the line going back toward the Bills with the weather getting a little bit better. However, If you look at the betting percentages, this is a tough one because you guys know me. I like to go contrarian. We had some epic contrarian hits this weekend. You know, the Texans, Green Bay, the Rams, they were all getting, you know, 40 to 45% of tickets. Kansas City, you know, was only getting, I think, 55%. So trying to be on that contrarian side to bet against the public, best time of year with this influx of public betting, that's kind of a starting point for me. Now, this one is right down the middle, 50-50. Tickets, money, 50-50. There is no contrarian opportunity. There's no low bets, higher dollars. That tells me the public is split. You know, they respect the Steelers getting a bunch of points. They also think, you know, Bills could roll. They're playing great. They're at home. Anytime I see this, I look at the second thing would be the juice. You know, where is this line going to move next? And I was mentioning this on Follow the Money this morning. You know, we were at pretty much minus 10 Bills, minus 110 both sides. Do we tick up to 10.5 before kickoff? Late game day movement is always critical. You know, that would be a good sign for Buffalo laying the points. Do we trend back down toward 9.5? That would be a good sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers and taking the points here. I'm looking, again, we're close to kickoff at this point. Really, we're sitting at 10, minus 110 both sides. So there's no juice, kind of a clue as to where it's going to go next. So in these situations, when I don't have a contrarian play, I don't have a low bets, higher dollars, I don't have a juice kind of indicator, I go to my betting systems. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going Steelers, guys. Give me Steelers plus 10. That's my bet. I'll tell you why. All these betting system matches are on Pittsburgh. Number one, let's look at playoff dogs. I went into the playoffs telling you guys it's a great time to bet dogs, and we've been vindicated thus far. They're 3-1 against the spread. They're 46-30 ATS, 61% since 2017. Wildcard dogs, of course, 3-1 ATS, that's the round we're in, but they're now 23-11 against the spread, 68% since 2017. But here's the banger system. When you're a playoff dog who missed the playoffs the previous year, those teams are 3-0 against the spread this postseason, and they're 37-17 ATS, 69% since 2017. So we had the Texans cover in this spot, the Packers, the Rams, they all covered. Two of them won outright. I think that's kind of a way to buy low and kind of buck the narrative trend. The narrative you're going to hear on ESPN and all these talking heads is, hey, they don't have playoff experience. They didn't make it last year. They're a bad team. You want to bet against them. No, you actually want to buy low on these teams that missed the playoffs. And again, that system goes to show you why. Now, a couple other angles to like Pittsburgh. One would be correlative betting when you compare and look at, compare and contrast the spread to the total. An indicator here of a big dog in a low total game. So this game, again, getting plus 10, a double-digit dog for Pittsburgh in a low total game of 38.5, that's a good sign there because fewer amount of expected points scored going to make it harder in a lower scoring game for Buffalo to cover that big number. And then let's dig into the coaches and the quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin, as you guys know, how many times have we discussed on this pod, Tomlin as a dog? Tomlin is 59-34 ATS as a dog in his career, 63%. Meanwhile, Josh Allen is just 2-6 ATS in the postseason, and the Bills only went 2-6 ATS this season as a favorite of 7 points or more. Now, you also get kind of a rest. I'm not going to call it a rest versus tired because this game has been pushed back, which obviously both teams are rested and getting extra rest. But the Steelers did play on Saturday. Bills played on Sunday. So technically, you do have one more day of rest for Pittsburgh here. So I'm going plus 10 with Pittsburgh. Again, I don't have the percentages that I want. I don't have the line move. I don't have the juice that I want. But I got so many systems here on Pittsburgh. And I think if we're playing systems, it's these dog system matches. So I'm going Pittsburgh plus 10. Now, the total has been frustrating because we did a great job on the Market Insights pod of getting a great number on the total. We got under 35.5, under 36.5, whatever number you got. It got all the way down to 33. So we're like, hey, we definitely nailed that one. Windy under. It's going to be a low-scoring game. A torrential storm there with the snow and the wind and all that. But then we got screwed because they pushed the game back to today, and pretty much every book is grading it as action, which means the books are still making you stick to your bet. You know, I would actually give a great shout-out to South Point. Another reason why South Point's the best, Chris Andrews is the best. They voided all those bets because, again, you flip it back a few days. I know it's the same venue, but it's played on a different day, and the weather is a lot different. So I give South Point a lot of credit for being the only book who did right by the bettors and voided these bets. You may still be, like, I'm holding a bat under 36.5. I'm just sticking with it. Maybe I get lucky on this one, but we kind of got screwed with the change in the weather. Now, looking at where it is now, it's 38.5. I do see one book at 39, so it is creeping up a little bit. The weather has gotten better. We're still looking at freezing cold temperatures, you know, 15 degrees, 10 to 15 mile per hour winds gust up to 25 miles per hour. And when the wind blows 10 miles per hour or more in a playoff game, the under is 11-6, 65% since 2017. Remember, we did have the Chiefs under cash in that windy system match. But also, maybe we get lucky. I'm not going to re-bet it. I'm not going to double down and go under 38.5, under 39. I'm not going to go the other way and go over. I'm just going to stick with my unfortunate bet where I did my part. Maybe you guys did the same, and obviously the change in time screwed us here a little bit. But maybe we'll get lucky anyway, because these are both under teams. Both teams are 11-6 to the under. That's the second best, tied for the second best under team, under teams, I should say, in the NFL. In this situation, guys, I'm taking the 10 with Pittsburgh. Maybe we get lucky and still get a low-scoring game. But I do have a prop bet for you as well. Dalton Kincaid, the tight end from Utah, first-round pick for Buffalo. I'm going over 35.5 receiving yards for Kincaid. It's minus 115, minus 120, a little bit juiced up. He's gone over this number in two straight games. He had 87 yards against the Patriots and 84 against the Dolphins. And not only is it juiced up a little bit, but kind of the way this game might play out, no Gabe Davis here. He's the number two wide receiver for Buffalo. So with no Gabe Davis, maybe Kincaid gets a few more targets, a little bit more attention from Josh Allen. Also with the windy weather, Kincaid could be a security blanket over the middle in the short and intermediate passing game. So you add it all up, guys, taking a shot on Kincaid over 35.5. Maybe we'll get lucky with our under. But my play here today, I kept monitoring this game over the weekend. And I was actually, when it got down to 9, I'm like, man, I should have jumped on Pittsburgh. Again, back up to 10, but a lot of system matches on the Steelers. I'm going Steelers plus 10. Let's see if Pittsburgh can keep it close in a low-scoring game. Maybe we get a 20-17 game. Wouldn't that be nice? Actually, no, that would screw my under 36.5. How about a 17-13 game? How about that? That would cash everyone's under. But yeah, give me the points, Pittsburgh plus 10. So there you have it, guys. First half of the pod in the books. But I told you we got three sweats. We're going to come back and talk Philly-Tampa Bay, the nightcap here tonight for the wild card round. Got a play there as well as a prop bet. And then I got a college hoops play for you. And when I tell you the home-road splits, one team at home's record versus the other team on the road and the line going to the home team, that's great. I think you might want to ride this one with me. So don't go anywhere. We'll talk Philly-Tampa Bay NFL postseason as well as a college basketball sweat when we return on episode 950. Of the VSiN Market Insights podcast on Martin Luther King Day with your buddy Josh Applebaum. Sweating games, sharp contrarian bet splits. We're going to do it all and talk about it next when we return on episode 950 of the Market Insights pod.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you switch over to YouTube TV this fall to get NFL Sunday Ticket? Well, guess what? If you did, that also means you can now watch VSiN. VSiN has a 24/7 channel on YouTube TV as part of the sports package. So if you switched over to YouTube TV this fall, make sure you also start watching VSiN on YouTube, the sports betting network. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 950 of the Market Insights Pod after an epic weekend, guys. Don't you love it when you work hard and you get rewarded? Like, to me, that's the most satisfying thing when it comes to sports betting, because sports betting is not easy. Weekends where you go 4-0 with your plays, 9-2, 10-2, depending on games we talked about on the sweat, had a few more winners like New Mexico as well. I mean, that doesn't come around that often. So it's just great to see our hard work paying off. But again, we're not going to rest on our laurels. We're also not going to get cocky. That's something that a lot of new bettors, I think, fall into the trap of. You have a good weekend, it's like, oh, this sports betting thing is easy. Let me double down, triple down. Let me parlay everything. I'm untouchable. No, you don't want to think of it that way. It's always flat betting and always trying to continue to grind and never getting too high or never getting too low. Like, 9-2 or 2-9 doesn't matter. We're somewhere in the middle. We're going to see if we can continue to post a winning day. That's always the challenge when it comes to sports betting. So anyway, we started the pod here talking about Pittsburgh and Buffalo. I'm on Pittsburgh plus 10. And I am on that Dalton Kincaid over 35.5. And again, I feel like we got screwed with the total, but what are you going to do? I'm rooting for the under for everyone who may have played that under and did their part no one had an 8-ball, the magic 8-ball, a crystal ball to predict that thing would be moved. So what are you going to do? But let's go Steelers plus 10. Now let's go to the nightcap, Eagles and Bucks. Let's give the breakdown here. I'm going to give you my bet. You may know what it is. And then also I'm going to give you a player prop. So going into this one, the Eagles are 11-6. They're the 5 seed, but they struggled down the stretch. We saw them lose 5 of their last 6. They lost to the Giants 27-10 in Week 18. Fine by us, because we had the points there with the G-men. They lost outright as a 4.5-point road favorite. On the flip side, the Bucks 9-8, 4 seed. They won the AFC South, and they played well down the stretch. They won 5 of their last 6. They beat the Panthers 9-0. In Week 18, they covered as a 4.5-point road favorite. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, early move was toward Philly. Philly opened as low as -2, -2.5. They got up to -3. But once we got to 3, the key number of 3, that's when we've seen a lot of sharp juice buyback on Tampa Bay. If you look at the board here, all these -3s for Philly are juiced down. So it's like -3, -105. They're conversely juiced up for Tampa Bay, +3. At -115, -120. So based upon the juice, we got juice buyback on Tampa Bay. And what's also notable, and that tells me that this line maybe even gets down to 2.5 by the time we get to kickoff. Now, what I love about this spot for Tampa Bay is the fact that they're the contrarian play in a heavily bet playoff primetime game. The public, and this is a great point by Thomas Gable, my buddy, who runs the Race and Sportsbook at the Borgata. He was on Follow the Money right after me this morning. He was talking about how people are just, and that's the region in Atlantic City where they're all Eagles fans, as they like to say. But he was saying how everyone is so mad at Philly, but yet they're all still hammering Philly. So it goes to show you that's the psyche of a Eagles backer. By the way, if you've never seen Silver Linings Playbook, it's a great movie, and that'll show you what the Eagles mania is like. But anyway, public won't quit Philly. They're still getting 60% of bets across the board. So even if you just take away the line movement, the juice liability, This is a contrarian play for Tampa Bay in a heavily bet primetime game. But what I really like about Tampa is the juice back toward Tampa. So we have seen this situation here in terms of the Texans, Green Bay, and the Rams, all winners for us over the weekend, where you move early toward the favorite, but then you start to get the buyback back toward the contrarian dog. So that's what I love to see in favor of Tampa. It's not just that they're contrarian, it's that all the juice is, you know, they're making you pay a higher price to take the points of Tampa than lay the points with Philly, even though Philly is the big public play. So I love kind of that buyback liability. Also, Tampa Bay, if you look in the spot, they would match a lot of systems. The wild card dogs we talked about, 68% against the spread since 2018. But in particular, the defense of Tampa Bay. I'm going to bank on Tampa. They are only giving up 19 points per game this year. That's the seventh best in the NFL. The Eagles, conversely, they're giving up 25 points per game. That's 30th in the NFL, one of the worst defenses in the NFL. It got so bad that Matt Patricia had to switch back from offense to defense and call plays and didn't really get much better there. So, you know, Tampa Bay isn't, you know, the greatest show on turf, but, you know, again, if they're going up against a Philly D that is very porous, maybe they, you know, play a little better. Maybe it's a little bit easier for Tampa's offense. The other angle here would be no A.J. Brown. Obviously a huge injury toward Philadelphia. We'll get to a prop to target because A.J. Brown is out. I'll give you that in a second. But you're down your top wide receiver. So that's a big injury on the Philly side. But then also the Bucs in the spot. You know, they were the best team against the spread this year. They were 11-6 ATS. They went 8-3 ATS as a dog. Again, both were tops in the NFL. So I'm on Tampa Bay plus 3. If it gets down to 2.5, that could be a teaser play. 2.5 up to 8.5 with Tampa. That way you go through a couple key numbers. But I'm taking the plus 3 here with Tampa. Contrarian, kind of some late reverse line movement in terms of the juice. A lot of betting system matches, better defense. And again, public still sweating Philly, even though the juice is trending back toward Tampa. So I'm on Tampa plus 3. In terms of the total, I lean pretty hard to the under. If you can still find the hook on the under 43.5, I think that's kind of your best number. A lot of these books are getting down to 43. It actually opened as high as 45, and only 51% bets, but 65% of the money is on the under. So a pretty good bet split here to the under. Unders this year are just 2-2 in the postseason, but they are 58% since 2018. And also the outdoor unders are better than the dome unders, obviously. Although I must say it was great to see that Lions game stay under, because I had a lot of people tell me it's going to be a shootout, hammer the over. But again, it's good to see. You know, I'm always rooting for dogs and unders in general, but especially in the playoffs. But in particular, Adrian Hill, he's going to be the lead ref tonight. He's 57% to the under historically. And the Bucs went 11-6 to the under this year. That was, I believe, tied for the second best in the NFL. The Eagles went 9-8 to the over. So you're hoping the Eagles, you know, don't give up too many points on defense if you're sweating under. But I do lean under. But my angle here, guys, Tampa Bay plus 3. I love this spot for Tampa Bay. The prop bet that I wanted to mention to you was Dallas Goedert. Now, Dallas Goedert, over 47.5 receiving yards this weekend. It just got steamed up to over 49.5. So I like it when you get, you know, juice liability, movement. Tells me that a lot of wise guys are still betting the Goedert over. It's now 49.5 over at minus 130. So even though it's moved, it's still juiced up over. So some over liability there. I bet the over 47.5 over the weekend. I mentioned that on the sweat, if you're able to tune in, which is the show I do every Saturday, Sunday with my boys from the DraftKings studio. But the importance of getting the right number, like DeMarcus Robinson yesterday, guys, got over 42.5. I wrote that in the newsletter. By the way, any of these props who maybe you see me tweet about and you're like, where was that? Well, either it's on a show I do or it's in the VSiN newsletter with the sharp reports that I do. But that was over 42.5. He landed 44. You're able to cash that over if you got the good number, but I think it closed 44.5. So if you're late, you know, you got a terrible loss by a hook there. So again, just like you're betting any other number, you know, a conventional spread total, you want to get the best you can, because if you're too late to the party, some value could be gone. So hopefully you guys, you know, jumped on Goedert a little bit earlier, and hopefully you jumped on DeMarcus Robinson a little bit earlier. But I think the angle with Goedert, it doesn't make too much sense because he's only gone over. He's only had 50 yards or more in 4 times this year. I think his last game he had 1 catch for 4 yards. But I think the angle here is respecting and trusting the market, the steam toward the Goedert over. But also, you expect him to have more of a role in this game because A.J. Brown is out. So with A.J. Brown out, you know, are you going to get more targets for Goedert? I think that's really the angle here. So I did play the Goedert over 47.5. But again, I am on Bucs plus 3. So my 2 plays today, wash, rinse, repeat. Dogs, dogs, dogs. Pittsburgh plus 10. Tampa Bay plus 3. Now, one more bet for you, because I know we got to get out of here, because the Bills game is coming up here shortly. So I want to make sure the pod is out in time for you to listen, make your decisions, and then sweat some games here tonight. But one game here tonight in college hoops that really caught my eye. It is Iowa and Minnesota. This is a game at 6 o'clock tonight, Eastern time. It's one of your more heavily bet games of the night, and we have a really sharp move in favor of Minnesota. This game opened at basically a pick 'em. Even I saw some shops that were Iowa, a minus one favorite on the road, and we've completely flipped now, dog to fave or pick 'em to fave in favor of Minnesota. Minnesota went from, again, a pick 'em or a plus one, now to Gophers minus 2.5. I see some books even going to minus 3. So great steam here in favor of Minnesota. Now, Minnesota is getting 69% of bets. I don't love that. However, in a day with, NFL football, doubleheader here, how many public bettors are sweating college basketball? I would argue probably it's just your diehards. So if I'm on 69% of bets in a college game, with nothing else going on, that makes me nervous. I'm on the public side. I think it's mitigated a little bit just in terms of, most attention being paid to the football games. So kind of these college games are flying under the radar a little bit. But anyway, 69% bets on the Gophers, but 80% of the money. So still a good low bets, higher dollar bets, bet split. And of course, a big sharp steam move in favor of Minnesota. Now, Minnesota has a bunch of advantages here that I want to sweat. They have the better defense, so Iowa has the better offense. That's kind of who they are. They've been like a mini Gonzaga for a while now. They get up and down the court. They score a lot. But they don't play very much defense. Minnesota is only giving up 67 points per game this year. Iowa's giving up nearly 80 points per game. If you look at the KenPom defensive efficiency ranks, Minnesota's 87th. Iowa's 118th. Also, you look at the offensive rebound percentage. Hopefully, the dominating the boards here for Minnesota will be a benefit. They are averaging 34% offensive rebound percentage versus 29% for Iowa. And then it is a bit of a buy low, sell high. Iowa is coming off two straight wins, whereas Minnesota is coming off a loss. So you add it all up, we got a good sharp steam move in favor of Minnesota. Pick them to minus 2.5 fave or even a dog to fave line move. But here's where it gets even better. I was hinting about this earlier, the home road splits. Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, they are 11-1 at home this year. You guys know what Iowa is on the road? 0-4. Now, we've talked a lot about, taking these teams at home, fading these teams on the road. College, it makes a big difference. Unlike the pros where they're adults, they've been there, done that. It doesn't faze them as much, being a professional. But I don't know if I've seen a split this, drastic, I should say. 11-1 at home versus a team that's 0-4 on the road. Give me that 11-1 home team. Let me fade that 0-4 team on the road. I am going with Minnesota on the money line. Shop around. I got Minnesota at minus 145. That about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights podcast on a big Monday here, Monday, January 15th. But reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if the pod has helped you to cash some bets, if the pod helped you to have a great weekend in the NFL, if all your friends said, take the favorites, they're going to roll, the Cowboys are going to roll, the Browns are going to crush them, Detroit Lions, you can't bet against them. If your friends all said that and you said, okay, I trust you, I get it, but no, I'm sticking to the model, sticking to the blueprint, sweating some dogs, I'm playing some player props. I'm going Texas A&M, not Kentucky. In the big college game on Saturday. If any of that is the case, where you had a good weekend, I don't think it's possible to have a bad weekend after the if you listen to the pod, because we absolutely got after it this weekend. But my whole point being, win, lose, or draw, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, the Morning Bets pod, this approach to sports betting, it's different. I'm not going to say we're by far the best. I'm not going to say we're the only way to approach it. No, there are different ways to skin a cat. But if this strategy, model, blueprint has helped you to become a sharper better. Maybe you didn't put much stock into percentages before. Now you love looking at bet splits and going contrarian. You're looking for low bets, higher dollars. You're playing system matches. You're playing sharp line moves. You're looking for reverse line movement. You are flat betting and you're not parlaying. You're keeping track of your bets. If any of that is the case and the Market Insights pod has helped you to become a sharper better, then I have a request for you, especially after you went 9-2 this weekend. I have a request, make my day, make me happy, let me know you appreciate the hard work that I put in, grinding in the arena every day as the professor, I would argue, Mike Palm used to call me that, the professor, of the sharp, contrarian, data-driven approach. Then make my day, go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It's got everything I learned in the industry. It's my baby. I wrote it, and it took me a full summer never leaving my apartment when I used to live in Gloucester, right before I ended up meeting my wife. I'll never forget that time. What a weird, crazy time that was. But anyway, I'm very proud of it. It's got everything I learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, chapters on all the major sports, tips, systems, all that. It's all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So go buy a copy, support the team. It would mean a lot to me, and you're going to learn something as well. Or maybe gift it to that buddy of yours who said, put the house on the Browns. But anyway, guys, that about does it for episode 950. Whether I see you at the Borgata at Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Encore in Boston, or Plain Ridge Park Casino, or MGM Springfield, or out in New York, breaking the NHL records every month in the Empire State, or sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, going to the South Point, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, where they're the only book who voided those bets when the day of the Bills game got changed. I respect them for that. Another reason why South Point is the best. Or, of course, Mandalay Bay or Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and we're just going to smile at each other. What a freaking weekend that was. You're going to show me a Texans ticket, a Chiefs ticket, a Green Bay Packers ticket, a Rams ticket, an Njoku over, a Collins over, a Rice over, a Ferguson over, a Robinson over, a Texas A&M moneyline play. And guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book so that Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So wish you the best of luck, everyone. Reminder, this is my Friday, so I am off next 2 days, but we will be back on Thursday. We'll update you on, again, once these games go final today. We'll look right toward the divisional round, give you some updates there. I will be off the next 2 days. My buddy Ben Wilson, though, will cover you for morning bets the next couple days. But seriously, guys, what an epic weekend. You'll love to see it. Good weekend for the good guys. So let's see if we can keep it rolling. I wish you the best of luck, everyone. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. You know, betting's hard. It's not easy. Always remember that. But if we can find that sweet spot, find the games that fit our model, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to have a good 2024. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. Let's go Steelers. Let's go Bucks. Let's cover these numbers. Let's have these dogs continue to bark. But have a great day, everyone. I wish you the best of luck, and I'll see you back on Thursday. Hopefully you can cash some tickets. As the wise man of Easton likes to say, Mr. Brent Musburger, the legend, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Enjoy the wild card games.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.